Hi, I'm State Senator Tracy McCreary. Thank you for tuning in to another weekly update. This week in the Missouri Senate, a lot of our valuable floor time was spent defending and standing up for the will of Missouri voters as it relates to Proposition A. Just a reminder, Proposition A was passed with over 57% of the vote in November of 2024. Proposition A had two components related to employment. It would gradually increase our state's minimum wage, and it would also allow for Missouri workers to be able to gradually earn some paid sick time. Number one, I feel very strongly about just standing up for the wishes of the voters. It passed 57% in the state of Missouri. Within my state Senate district, District 24, over 65% of my constituents voted for Proposition A. You know, the thing is everybody gets sick through no fault of their own, but a lot of people, our neighbors, people we interact with every day, those folks do not have paid sick days. It leaves people in a terrible predicament, which is, I don't feel good. I have something that's probably contagious, but yet I can't afford to miss my shift at a factory, at a fast food joint, at the dry cleaners, because if I miss a day of work, I'm not going to be able to pay my rent, keep up with my utility bills, put food on the table, that kind of thing. So what Proposition A would do is it would allow for all workers in Missouri and their families, it would allow for them to have the ability to take care of themselves. And ultimately, it's a great thing for public health. Paid sick days, for some reason, with some politicians, they act like it's some controversial idea. But every other industrialized nation has some form of paid sick leave. Also, 18 states here in the U.S. have it as well. So paid sick days is a proven solution. It's not anything, we're the show me state. It's not like Missouri is like going to be leading the way on this. When Proposition A was put together, the writers of it looked at all the best practices that we've learned from other countries, but also from our neighboring states. So I remain committed to standing up for the will of Missouri voters. I do remain hopeful that there is going to be some kind of compromise reached that will satisfy some politicians that are opposed to supporting these workers in my position. But we've got 3 weeks left in session, and I remain hopeful that there is going to be a solution out there. So just wanted to keep you updated. Feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions on this or anything else that's happening in the Missouri State Senate. Thanks so much.